Welcome back. Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben. 81.50. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, I try to make it fresh. I try to get it new. I try to keep it recycled. A great show coming up. You know why it's going to be a great show coming up. Brian? That's right. That's right, people. We want Steve. We got Steve Rummage. We got Terry Rozier's summer basketball. We got Brian Hall in the booth. We got Westport Middle School. We got everything you could possibly ask for on a summer Thursday. Steve?
I mean, they call it Cardinal Week, and you don't get much more Cardinal Week than this. I think it's fair to say.
I think that's the best point of this morning. Let's recycle the fact that this is Cardinal Week before we go any further. Because, you know what? Sometimes people get caught up in the rigmarole of life. You know, sometimes you need to just step back and say, you know what? This is Cardinal Week, yeah. And I am proud to be a Cardinal.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, to see everybody coming back, doing what they're doing, to see the camp. I stepped in and watched a few minutes of the camp. That's legit.
They're working.
And they're diving after ball. I mean, yeah, they didn't just have fun, slap hands. I mean, there's some serious drills going on in there.
And let's be honest, people. Everybody has been to that camp where, you know, the counselors were here. Just to get a check.
Yeah.
You know, the setup, the community's here just to get a check.
Yeah, you throw a name on something, and yeah. The guy comes in, slaps hands with everybody.
At the last 6 minutes of the camp.
Not this camp.
They say, no, say, this is a real deal.
And not only do you have the players, you have the fathers of the players.
How about that? First guy
We're watching Russ Smith Sr. pack juicies right now.
Right.
I mean, this is what you got.
Listen, people, and I don't think I'm telling any tales out of school. If you get out of the car that man got out of and come in here and pack juicy juices for the kids,
yeah,
it means something to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can't promise you that one day when I'm driving the car that he's driving,
I won't be packing juices.
I won't be packing juices whatsoever, Steve.
I know.
Listen, so. I won't be accepting your phone calls. I won't be packing no juices.
I don't even know if we'll be friends anymore. I mean, to be honest.
Our friendship will have officially mutually benefited both of us, and it'll be time for a separation.
Absolutely. But in there, man, I seen Papa Siva in there.
He's involved. Yeah. He's not just on the sidelines. He's involved. You know what it looks like? It looks like he's involved, like there's a bunch of little Peyton Sivas out there on the court right now. People, that energy you saw in Pop Siva is on full display here out at Westport.
It's a great atmosphere out here, man. And it's all kind of, I mean, it started with the golf scramble at the beginning of the week, and it's going to end with the celebrity game at the end of the week. It's an exciting week, man. It's one of the funnest weeks of the summer.
These are the kind of events that if you're remotely interested, it's worth your time.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you want to be a Kenny Killjoy, save your time.
Let's hit elephant in the room, too. It's refreshing with what's come through the last a lot of players in that era. And isn't it ironic that in the week or two, people are wanting to say, well, maybe they weren't as nice. I've heard this said on local.
No,
on
you
local,
haven't.
Maybe they weren't as nice as guys as we
oh,
thought.
Oh, no, you didn't hear that,
I've heard
Steve.
That said. And it's ironic that on that week, all those guys are back doing stuff for the kids or doing stuff when they could be elsewhere. We're talking guys. I don't want to give away all the names, but we're talking multiple guys that play in the league now.
Are participating.
Are in town doing what they can
are,
do.
Are being a part of this NP.
And aren't asking to be put out there.
Right.
There's a couple guys in town right now that you wouldn't even know are in town.
Not hiding, but not on demand, not on display.
It's not here for a show.
Yeah, there's no photo ops. I am probably the only person with an active camera.
Yeah,
you know, to do any kind of interviews.
Yeah.
And listen, trust me, people, some kind of interview that you will really, really enjoy will come on later on in the show.
Yeah, I think you're going to want to hang around today,
Steve. We're at a point like it's Cardinal Week. Is it so uncomfortable to say, "Let's go Cardinal baseball"? We got TCU tonight, 8 o'clock late start, Steve. Are we going to apply the jinx factor, or are we going to watch this game sociably?
Well, I have a church function that I'm going to go to the Bats game for about an hour and a half or so before I meet you guys out wherever you're at tonight.
So this has nothing to do with a rotation of the viewing.
I'll be honest, man. There's no way I'm not going out to watch this game, man.
And you didn't let's be honest, you didn't expect to be playing today.
No, I thought we honestly, I thought we'd be playing
right,
tomorrow.
Right, right. When you arrange, when you planned your week, you
here's
assumed.
Why I encourage you to go out tonight, though, and why I'm going to meet you where we're at tonight.
Right.
Is you go out, you're going to watch the game, and on other TVs, the NBA draft, you're going to see Donovan Mitchell go in the
wait
top
a minute,
10 to
12 wait
picks.
A minute, wait a minute. Please say that again in Cardinal Week, Steve.
Yeah. It's a huge week. It's Cardinal Week. You got, and you have the baseball game tonight. Go out with. I'm telling you, if you haven't went out yet, it was so therapeutic for me and Marcus to go out the other night and to talk and just be. And we're going to do it again. Go out, watch the game, and on another TV, you're going to get to watch the NBA draft where Donovan Mitchell is going to possibly go in the top 10 tonight. And I don't want to set the bar there like it's a disappointment. I mean, this is a kid that was going to be a back-end first-rounder that's going to go it's probably almost guaranteed to go lottery.
Steve, I can't believe you're this far into the show, and you brought up the idea of lottery, and you brought up Donovan Mitchell's name, and you haven't talked about the influence we may or may not have had after our summoning of the powers that be that said, hey, man, we need representation at the draft.
I don't want to say it was totally us, but I'm not going to say it's not. But it's what I am going to say is Donovan Mitchell's heading to the green room. So
you hear these things first here, people, and it frightens me because I think you guys are going to expect us to be right every single time.
Sure.
Because we're right 99% of the time.
At least. I mean, yeah, at least. So and what we said is what's going to happen. Donovan Mitchell's heading to the green room. It should be. I don't think Rick Pitino's going. From what I've heard,
yet
from what I've heard, and that's okay.
We it's still it's only 12, 10, 15.
Right.
And got some time.
And that's fine. That's fine if he don't. But Donovan will be up there. It's going to be a big night. It's going to be a big night to be out and doing this stuff. And then, like I said, Saturday.
Have you changed your mind on if Coach Pitino should go, or are we gonna follow our mantra of it's about the kids? This is the kids' day and his family.
Let's see if he goes or not, and then
then we'll decide.
I'll tell you how I feel
on if the decision was the right one or not.
Yeah. Then I'll tell you how I feel either way.
Well, back to your point, therapeutic to be out and about in Cardinal Week. The weather's perfect. Who knows when a big 4-day rainstorm is going
to
come?
Well, it's supposed to rain pretty bad tomorrow. So
that's what I'm saying. If this is your opportunity to get out and enjoy the perfect overcast weather, you should do that.
It's amazing, man.
And speaking of Cardinal Week, Steve, I'm going to bring in our argument straight from the parking lot. What is the proper amount of money my man Steve Rummage is allowed to spend on shoes for an All-Star game? Maven 939, at Maven 939 on Twitter, at Stephen Rummage on Twitter, at Brian Hall ESPN. Steve Rummage may or may not be participating in this week's festivity or this weekend's All-Star Game festivities. My man Steve
Rummage. I'm uncommitted.
Yeah, we're uncommitted. So. Listen, that's okay. But let's just entertain the hypothetical idea because it was a conversation in the parking lot. Steve thinks he's going to be allowed to go straight to the mall.
No, I am.
And
if I committed to this, I'm going straight.
Meet me at the mall.
Hey.
It's going down.
Something's going down. My bank account because I'm going to go.
The bank account numbers, is it going to take a big hit, Steve, or a small hit?
Over under 150.
Steve.
I would not walk on the court with guys that play in the NBA with a pair of $39.99. Marcus told me to go to Walmart and pick up a pair of $39. Are you kidding me?
I said pay less. I didn't say Walmart, Steve. But listen, all whites.
On principle, I can't let them know.
That's when your swag starts to develop. You don't have to pay for style, Steve.
I would immediately go and I'd go get the new Kobe's. The
Steve,
low top. I've been
way
wanting to do low
too
top.
Expensive for you to participate.
That's 140.
That's way too expensive for a one game showcase.
I play in other leagues.
And
I mean, it's not like I mean,
like,
right,
this is your last,
it wouldn't be like a retirement game. You know, hey, Steve goes out and plays 3 minutes in an All-Star game.
Are you
game
sure it's not going to be a retirement game? Because you go out there and start getting banged on.
I'd be on the team with the All-Stars. I don't get banged on.
You think police can't dunk on you, Steve?
See, now you're about to take me into a conversation that I really don't want no part
police,
of. Because
I said police.
You want me to get on air and say the Louisville Metro Police Department can't dunk on me?
They're going down. Is Steve Rummage, you act like they don't have some dudes that Charles Jones is, he can come out there and dunk on you right now.
We go from zero to Charles Jones. So
listen, they got hoopers too, Steve, and they will punch on you if you get caught trying to take a charge.
We'll see.
Are you going to yell at the referees if they make a bad call?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You scream and slam the ball. Like, come on, man. You trying to embarrass me on TV?
Are you going to get us banned from permanent all-star facilities? Because Steve, is your number going to be
93.9? No. I mean.
Yes. I am officially putting in a request right now.
No, I want number five.
To label. No, you won't. I am putting in a request for my man Steve Rummage's number to be 939.
I'm not even in the All-Star game. I'm not even in the game.
Like, let's acknowledge that this is all hypothetical. But Steve, Cardinal Week, baseball, the TCU, you're excited.
I am.
The Donovan Mitchell, we'll get into the details of that part, later on. But again, you used the key word today, and the key word that you used was therapy or therapeutic or some form of that adjective. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of therapeutic, there was a bit of a penning of a letter from Coach Pitino to the public.
Now I'm getting tweets, people saying I shop at Payla.
And I thought you were going to cut me off and say, no, Marcus, it wasn't to the public.
It wasn't to, and that's true, because it wasn't to the public. And
who was it to then, Steve? Because it seemed to be public mighty quick.
Well, it was to the Friends of the Ville.
Originally?
Yeah. And really, I think it was a, let's talk about the letter in general. I thought it was good.
Was it necessary?
No, I don't think so. I know a lot of people just disagreed with me on the radio when I said that.
Did they turn the channel?
Maybe, but I don't think Rick
Pitino. No, they play us over loudspeakers, man. That's probably not true. They're not changing the channel.
I don't think he necessarily. I'm going to say something that's going to aggravate some people, and some people's going to agree to me because I think there's a 50-50 split. I don't think Rick Pitino necessarily owed an apology
to the public.
Yeah. To the public. I personally don't think so.
At what point does the we're saying apology, right?
Right.
Apology, and then the other word comes to contrition, then the other word is acknowledgement. Like, these are all semantically altered words to try to say pound of flesh.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's fair, because I've talked with different people, and I think there's a thin line between the ones that think, Rick Pitino should be tarred and feathered in the middle of the road just to give his penance. I mean, like, that's kind of what.
Use a different torture.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, just a more appropriate torture, Chinese water torture.
There you go, anything.
Marcus, that wasn't no better. I just tried to get you to clean up a torture, and I went as bad.
Whatever it is, though, I mean, I feel like there's a touch of that thinks he should do that to an extent. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think so. Me personally.
So you, okay, what percentage of the fan base thinks, in your opinion, what percentage of the fan base thinks that he owes a public some kind of acknowledgement? Again, and I'll say this to begin.
Yeah,
this
but acknowledgement.
I agree with you.
Acknowledgement and apologies, two separate things. I think what he wrote in that was an acknowledgement of, look, this is what happened and this is the story. But to apologize, I think you have to feel like you did something wrong.
You personally did something wrong. And you can apologize for what went on. But here's the problem. How slippery is that slope between apology to he admitted they did something wrong. Now everything's wrong. Like that's what I don't like, because people don't accept apologies as I'm sorry that I'm sorry that this thing happened.
Well, U of L acknowledged something went wrong, and that's been used against them. Because people say, well, I mean, see, they told on themselves.
That's the one quote that was taken out of the entire. Self-reporting originally if something went wrong.
I just don't agree with the, and I know, and look, and I like making a lot of friends on the show. I love when people call me and they say, Steve, I agree with you. I understand that may not be the case today.
Right.
But I don't agree with the sentiment that the University of Louisville owes us anything.
Steve, they're offering you donuts, and you're trying to stay focused.
I do, and I'll take one. I'll take one.
Right.
Thank you, Mr. Barnett.
Appreciate that. That's Tim Barnett. People, this thing, Soup to Nuts, is ran flawlessly by Mr. Tim Barnett. But let's roll along. I didn't mean to interrupt.
phenomenal. So, and we'll get him over and talk with him in a little bit too. So, absolutely. They but the thing is, though, is there that the university owes us something. Personally, I think there's something wrong. If I sit back and I say, okay, hypothetically, if I say you guys owe to pay, I shouldn't have to pay for season tickets this season because of what happened.
I'm listening.
I think that that says something about where my thought process and my mindset is. And I don't like that. I don't like that. You know, if I say,
elaborate a little clearer, because I don't want this point to be lost.
If I say you guys shouldn't have started charging us for the baseball games because of the scandal,
which this is a common thought. This is not just one or two people. This is a narrative.
And that's not, to me, that says something more. And I don't want anybody to feel like I'm attacking them personally,
right?
Because that's, but to me, that says more about you, the person who says that. Because I'm saying,
in what way?
Because I'm saying, okay, Marcus, you did. I feel like you did me wrong. But if you go buy me something, then we're cool. Well, are we friends? I mean, are we really? Or do we really have any kind of connection? Or is it just? Am I just the type of person that'll say, well, hey, look, as long as you go, hey, Tim brought me a donut, so anything he says to me, we're good.
So we're talking about financial restitution.
Because that's what it would be,
right?
If I say, well, if you guys give me my season tickets free this year, then you know what? I don't care. I don't care what y'all did. Y'all could have been doing whatever you want, you know, in that dorm. Like that. That's not.
That's not okay. Yeah, that's an excellent.
I don't see where that's okay.
That is an excellent. That's an excellent point. And again, people, I feared the slippery slope between apology to let's okay. That apology. Here's what was wrong with that apology.
Yeah.
He didn't. Okay. Because you know what we hear every time? What took him so long to apologize?
That's another
right?
one. Yeah.
You apologize to the kids. You apologize to the parents.
Yeah.
What about the school, the other schools that you gained an advantage of? You know, like that's the way an apology or any public statement gets picked apart.
No, I agree. And that's what you're seeing happen. And that's why I don't feel bad knowing people may disagree with me, but I don't feel
right.
bad getting on here and saying, look, I don't think he owed anybody an apology
right
now.
Right. Like, and you know what?
And that's coming. That's not radio Steve. That's big time fan.
And let's,
that's the guy who cried when they won the title.
Let's explore the point when you say owed an apology.
Yeah.
An apology is to be given out of, you know, remorse.
Yeah.
Remorse of wrongdoing on your part, you know.
Right.
Again, this was something that happened with the university. A member, and again, I don't know, I'll say this too, Steve, not to
yeah.
get too far in, underneath the surface. I don't understand what is the hesitancy, what is this riot that seems to come up every time you try to say Andre McGee did what he did under his own volition.
Right.
Why can't you accept that Andre McGee did something he shouldn't have done, and he knows it, and that be the end of it? Why the clamoring to add somebody to every element of it? Is it because the story just goes away immediately?
Because somebody, I think, too, and I think in our day, in our social media day, I think somebody has to have somebody to point the finger at. And
But Andre
hasn't been in the public eye.
And he's too – okay, would you agree with this? Is Andre McGee too little of a name?
Yeah, because who cares? He got a 10-year show cause. His career is over. I mean, let's think about that. People don't even talk about that as far as
And you know what? When athletes – here's another thing. When athletes commit a violation financially, they're made to pay back in particular. You know, like a Johnny Manziel. He was actually made to pay back the money, right?
Right, right, right.
Nobody, there has not been one bit of print to say, hey, we're gonna put some of this in, you know, Andre's conversation. Andre may be paying back something, you know, like nothing. It's only program. It's
no,
only
no, but his career's over. I mean,
so you're saying that's a financial penalty?
He'll never make money coaching in college basketball ever again. Yeah, no, I think that. I mean, we're talking about a kid. We're talking about a kid that he had a great job at the University of Louisville.
Yes.
Went, had a job at UMKC.
His trajectory was going up.
I'm not Mr. Take up for Andre McGee today.
Right.
But let's not act like he didn't get a serious punishment. I mean, his career is over. And maybe it was deserved. But you validate what I'm saying I never thought about that. I just went, McGee got a show cause for 10 years, whatever.
And the ironic part is this happened.
Why is that not more of a story?
This happened so long ago, but years go by pretty fast.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like 10-year show cause. Man, you can blink and then it'll be like, oh, Andre McGee's back coaching?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if his career's over. Right now his reputation is horrible.
Well, but my point is he's never going to get a high profile job. He would have to 10 years, then you're gonna have to get a job that's so crappy, you're gonna have to dominate that job.
The AAU job. I don't know. I mean, But again, that's the point.
I mean, where you go down through this. I mean, there's so many different. But going back to the original point, that's why I say I don't feel like Rick Pitino necessarily had to come out and be the guy to apologize.
And that was only the first wave of this conversation. That is the letter that was penned. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We are going to go into detail about what he said and how what he said is being interpreted. And who heard it first? Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station out here at the Terry Rozier Summer Camp. And when I say the Terry Rozier Summer Camp, I almost want to put the air quotes and say the Cardinal. Summer, Cardinal Week summer.
Don't leave off. Camp of Champions.
I wanted to know if there was something, there was a title added to it. And yes, put the emphasis on champions, please.
Camp of Champions. That's what I say. That's what we talked about in the first segment. Just to reset just for a second. I mean, how ironic it is of the negativity coming out over the last 2 months. I mean, this week couldn't come at more of a perfect time.
In my opinion.
For the things that have been said and the narratives that have been wrote, to see those kids during that era coming back, doing camps for the kids, it couldn't have worked out more perfectly in a couple weeks, man.
We are going to have, at the top of the hour, Pops Peyton Siva. Can you take one moment to explain the intensity for which he spoke to you in a two-minute break?
Let's pull back the curtain. Being a youth pastor, what Papa Siva was just saying, got me excited, man. Because it's what I think of when I think of. It's perfect, man. Thank you. We got Tim taking care of us, man.
Indeed, take care of us. Of course, listen, flawless transition.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
But what Papa Siva was saying about just the structure with children was phenomenal.
I'm a large, Tim. I thought I was XL.
See, this is what happens.
Listen, it's 2017, skinny jeans and tight T-shirt. I thought I was an XL in my youth.
Everybody just caught on air what we deal with on a daily basis.
The diva is a
man. Get your free shirt. Hey, I'm gonna need a different size.
Sorry about that. It doesn't wrap around my biceps quite as snug as a large.
This is what we live, but. But yeah,
Wait a minute. Russ Smith Sr. did the exact same thing, and you didn't give him a hard time about his T-shirt and his.
Yeah, but I don't know if he does it all the time. You do it every day.
I do.
I see you.
I do.
I'm just
guilty as charged.
Yeah, so I know it.
So our break.
Yeah.
Pop Siva.
Yeah.
Passionate.
Very passionate.
Poignant with his conversation.
Extremely.
He gets he talks about getting them early.
Which is something, like I said,
it
pops everywhere, ain't it? I told you.
We sell that idea every day. You get them early. You don't have to worry about them past 10 years old.
Right. Right.
Because the foundation is laid.
And that's one thing I think you're seeing done as we just take a glimpse in there at the camp and different things. I'm going to go in there and give me a few shout-outs before we leave.
Of course, you are, Steve. Well, listen, you're going to have Keatsman challenge you one-on-one?
Stop.
No, Steve. Well, getting back to the letter, the therapeutic letter that was penned, our first question was it owed? You did not think it was owed. I did not think it was owed, but we both thought it was the right move. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and even what he said, I don't know if maybe even I'll back up just a touch and say the letter maybe was owed. Maybe a little deeper explanation, because I don't think the letter
was
an apology.
The letter was the explanation, a deeper explanation that you think was owed. You know what it was to me? I think all these things had come out in separate conversations.
Exactly.
But it was a compilation
of
a timeline.
Chronologically.
To give a macro understanding of when he found out,
how
he felt when he found out, exactly why he felt the way he felt, and how nothing could have been done to avoid this.
Yeah.
That is not passing the buck. That is not passing the blame. And you know what I always want to say? Conversation where I don't care penalty, I don't care under your watch, right?
Right.
How many parents adopt that? Cuz I used to say it like I used to say, "Jalen, you're out here representing me." So there was a bit of me who said, "You screw up, that's on me." Right?
No, yeah.
That's how I thought, right?
Yeah.
But that's not the overall. A lot of people say, well, you know, that kid just messed up. You know what I'm saying? Is it the judgmental parent who says it's under his watch, do you think they're the same parent that says anything my kid does is on me?
Well, now you're gonna pull me into a deeper than sports conversation where I think that there are times that you can say, okay, that's a direct correlation to the kid's parents. I think that there's other times where you can't say that.
Right.
And that's going to get really deep with that.
That's a slippery slope, and I don't want that to be the narrative of this.
But where
situation.
We're at is I don't think that you look at that and go, okay, that's a direct
correlation
to the
household.
Yeah.
Like, this was not a representation of your household.
Whereas I think when I look somewhere like Baylor, and I say that there's systematic things.
That's what infuriates everybody who says, see, look at them and look at that. Like, I don't want to be Cardinal fan base that says, look what they're doing. But if there's an obvious example of systematic versus rogue element.
But that's going to be one of Louisville's arguments. And I think it's an argument that will stand in court.
Precedent.
Like, it happened over here. So I'm saying yeah, you can't say it's happening everywhere.
See, Baylor has yet to be punished. North Carolina has yet to be punished.
Ole Miss. Now, granted, the only reason I use Baylor is because Baylor is of a sexual nature.
Right.
So
Miami's was of a sexual nature. Was of a party 100%. Stripper, nightclub nature. And trust me, people, don't go comparing yourself with that Miami, because it's one of those, how deep does the rabbit hole go? You'll find out not only are you getting are you getting jobbed in this situation, you'd almost be ready to sue the NCAA if you compared the sanctions of a Miami Hurricane investigation versus a Louisville.
100%. I mean, but also in that category, I mean, the NCAA did the investigation so bad that they messed themselves up, which, I mean, I guess.
Okay, but here's the thing. So here's the problem. The NCAA uses this is just the nature of it so bad, it doesn't matter what we can prove, what, you know, if something went on, it was of a heinous sexual nature, and we can do what we want. Regardless of if the court of law said she's not credible, you know what I'm saying? How many times? They basically say it doesn't matter how many times it happened. It doesn't matter the money amount that happened. It does not matter. If you think it happened one time and we think it happened one time and we believe her story or the kid who went somewhere else, if we believe either one of those stories, then we have carte blanche to do whatever.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I take your chair? I'm still in chairs here and everything.
Yes. Jeez. You just stole someone's chair.
That's
You forced him to retire into the gym.
I know. I didn't mean to. But
now you're going to feel horrible for the rest
of
the show.
I do. Now I'm going to go out and talk to her in a minute.
Right.
But no, I mean, and that's a thin line, too. And that, but anyways, back
yeah,
to the point, because we're getting off onto a, because I'm going to go into, I'm going to go into Law and Order and stuff here in a second.
Right.
But back to the whole thing, though, I think that the letter, now what I do think is very interesting about the letter is who got it first.
Oh,
and I'm not gonna go too deep into this I don't want to make it, because that's what they would like,
yes,
is for this to be the main story now.
We got it first.
But that speaks to a problem.
Do you think so? Because listen, earlier on, Drew Deaner kind of made he painted the picture of, this is not your Boosters of the Booster Secret Society. This is a club of donors, a particular club of donors. You know, just and again, it was explained also in Terry Miner's, I think his tweet.
Yeah.
That.
It's okay, Marcus, we can say.
That this is a common thing. This is not a secret super donor club. So information that comes out of the super donor club, quote unquote, is not.
Well, I don't think this letter was wrote with the intentions of it never getting out.
Right.
I mean, not the intentions. That's a bad way to put it. Knowing that, I think this letter was wrote knowing that it would probably get out at some point.
Fair. I mean,
yeah, because if you're giving it to just a group of donors, you know, look, somebody's going to tell somebody who's going to tell somebody who's going to get it out.
Did you think it was going to be heard about? Did you know it was going to be immediately screenshotted and sent out? I mean, did you think they were comfortable with how fast it went? It went out.
I don't think it mattered about the speed of how fast it went out. I think it's where it got out first. Yeah, I think there's absolutely a problem there. I think it's a problem that will be addressed
amongst the Friends of the Ville.
It's going to have to be addressed somewhere.
Why?
Well, because I mean, this was something that
if it was written with the intentions of it's getting out, would it really matter, or is that just a local Louisville media saying, you know, that this was awkward?
No, the release
of information being awkward.
No, if you received that and you took it straight to where it was released, no, there's a problem.
And let's be honest, we're talking $1,500 donation to be an inside member.
Yeah, right.
Which means
I could do.
You right? That doesn't balling.
Well, I mean, no, I say that
it does not mean that there's not a bowl with a $1,500 donation.
Yeah,
is that too outside the loop?
No, and again, I want to watch how much to do that, because, like I said, that's what they would like to be the story. And,
right.
And I see
the secret police.
I'll jump on Booger. I'll jump on guys like that. This one, I'm almost like, man, I'm not giving you the time of day. I mean, if it meant that much to you, man, that you would go spend $1,500 or do whatever you had to do to get a letter.
But it wouldn't surprise you.
To throw up on a website, man. Hey,
have at it.
Y'all have at it.
Would it surprise you?
No.
Right.
No.
Right.
I mean,
because money gets given up just to put on a hat of a rival fan race and show up to a game.
You got us.
Right. Touche.
Coach is coaching in the USA trials right now, and one of your players got injured, but you're worried about us. So go ahead. Have at it.
Say your stories could be best served about your incoming superstar 1A guy.
But have at it. I mean, whatever.
What'd you think about the response to that injury?
It was interesting.
Kevin Knox, the superstar Kentucky forward, longing to be superstar Kentucky incoming freshman.
Yeah, caught a hamstring injury.
Shut it down?
I think the coach shut it down.
So he won't be able to represent our country in the 19 and under?
No, because I believe if I can, if you'll give me 10 seconds.
Because I am very curious to know, how did Coach Calvin, because I'd be freaking out. I might be freaking out, but listen, this is for your country, Steve. And you're American, right?
Last time I checked.
So, Steve, would a hamstring keep you out of playing basketball for your country?
Well, if my coach told me, and I quote John Calipari, it's too important to our season to push it and aggravate it more. My suggestion was that he head back to Lexington to rest and focus on class. If he's too important for your season, don't let him get out there and represent the USA. I mean, you know, you don't want to step over the line there.
And make sure we get back to class, baby.
Yeah, get back to class.
Oh, we're just kidding, people. Listen, go ahead and send a disclaimer. We're just having a little fun with this one.
I'm pretty serious on that one. So
don't say you're pretty serious about the representation of the country.
The children going back to the camp.
And you said it right in front of the children, Steve.
I know. They're going back to the camp.
They are going back to the camp, people. They are here left and right. They are. Everybody's enjoying the camp. I can feel the full energy. Okay.
There's a lot of touchy things right now going on, I think, is the obvious thing. And going back, just to macro it one more time, because we're going to close it out in this hour, because in the next hour we're going to have Papa Siva. Plan on having Terry Rozier.
Indeed.
In person, not over the phone,
right,
sitting there talking with us.
Indeed.
And we're going to discuss. And one last thing. No, I feel like what Rick Pitino did in the letter, I feel like it was wrote well. I feel like written well.
Right.
Yeah.
Clean it up, Steve.
I know, Drew. So I feel like
he gives me a hard time.
I feel like that it was well placed. I mean, in the things it said, it explained in chronological order a story that I haven't heard yet. I mean,
how important was it? Like I got your macro. I didn't.
Yeah.
I got a little excited. Jumping.
No,
in.
That was it. Yeah. I'm just glad it was good.
How important was it in one of those early lines that when he immediately called Andre McGee? He explained that was a girl he was dating.
Huge.
What was your reaction when you read that?
That's his girlfriend?
Just to refresh it, people, in the penned letter, it was said, which we had automatically thought of hypothetically, but the detractors wanted to make this strictly a business relationship, but it was more than a business relationship.
Yeah, I mean.
In what ways does that change the perception to you?
A ton. A ton. I mean,
elaborate.
It's the difference of a girlfriend as opposed to an escort queen.
A madam.
A madam. Well, that ain't what they're not calling her that. They're giving the most salacious word you can come up with. So,
right.
I mean,
not former girlfriend.
Yeah, former. Because that's different. I mean, then you could really
former girlfriend that he.
I heard what you played yesterday after I left the video or the sound from Boomerang.
Yes,
which
yes,
was hilarious.
Yes,
but I mean, then you get into
Marcus
some.
Marcus,
so me and my wife are sitting on the couch, hypothetically,
hypothetically,
and I say, hey, you know, I'm going to go buy me a new pair of shoes, and she says, everybody close your ears. She says, well, that's going to cost you. So is my wife a prostitute?
Nope.
I mean, what are we? Where? Are we,
that's
my point, though.
You're gonna get us all in trouble.
No. I mean, I'm making the point.
We're gonna hear about this at dinner.
She's working
Can
tonight.
Can you believe what Steve said?
She's working. She's working tonight.
Yeah,
so
but
I'll be out with Marcus
Ms.
tonight.
Rummage, I agreed with the point.
Yeah. So no, and that's I say that to bring a little ha ha to the show.
And she doesn't sound like that, by the way.
Right. But I mean that brings a little funny to the show. But with that being said, I mean I feel like that's kind of the part, though. That's what I'm saying. So, very nice to meet you, sir. Very nice to meet you, Keyston Jones. Played a Ballard, right?
Of course he did.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Right. I thought so. Yeah.
National champions.
I'm just making sure. He can ball. But my point is, though, I say that because that changes the narrative. If she's a girlfriend.
Why is that just now?
And the problem is we can do that all day.
Clear, yep.
We can do that all day, and it's not going to change the mind.
And then we look like super apologists.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How many minds have changed from the beginning of this entire situation? How many minds have just changed? Because I know some people in the beginning, so I'm not going to say anybody, but I know some people in the beginning just did not believe it at all. They just did not believe that anything happened. And then they were confirmed. So there were some minds early that said, no way. I think Rick Pitino was probably the first one who said, no way.
No way.
First heard.
Yeah, yeah.
And talking to Andre.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, he said in the letter, Kareem Richardson told him, said, hey, why would he lie?
It was the Kenny Klein.
Got some ballers over here.
Conversation that I think sold him that something's afoul here.
Yeah, yeah. Which one of y'all are the best? Every hand just went up.
That's the confidence that is getting. Y'all get ready to get them shirts.
Every hand just went up.
I was going to say, you don't want to miss out on your shirts messing around with us. But
I had to ask.
That's the confidence, Steve, that is being instilled
in
the camp. That was a direct result. Of Pops Patesy.
I didn't mean to throw the show off like that. I was just curious what reaction we would get there.
That's fine. So Steve, while we got all the kids around, who's going to be the best Louisville Cardinal next year?
VJ King.
You're sold on that?
Absolutely.
Already?
He's a different player, man.
Why you say that?
Because some people who's watched practice have told me.
A little inside information?
I think he's a different guy.
He's a candidate to do the Donovan Mitchell. He works harder than everybody else on the team, and that's why he's the best.
Yeah.
And that's why he's getting drafted.
Yeah, no.
Did y'all hear that?
100%.
Do you know Donovan Mitchell is going to get drafted tonight? Quinn Snyder?
My man's just talking about VJ King dropping 24 on the best defense he played all year. It's the truth, though. I mean,
Steve, how much did you pay him to come on this radio show?
I didn't give him anything, man. He knew his information, man.
That was funny. That when you listen to 93.9, that's the kind of information you get.
That is. So the campers here know their stuff.
So we're going VJ King early.
Yeah.
Then who's in a close second? Give me a tie.
Dangadale. Dangadale, yeah.
Dangadale. Yeah. You don't think his thumb injury is going to set him back?
No. No, no, no.
We got some Brian Bowen votes here.
He's gonna be close. He's gonna be better than
expected.
I'll tell you what. Heard Malik Williams needs to learn how to play a little bit harder.
Is that something you can learn?
Yeah, I think so. Under Rick Pitino, I think Malik Williams. I think the skill's there, but right now he's just maybe not even learn to play harder. Maybe learn to bring it every day
on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and going to be a stud, but that's why I say right off the bat, I go with Dingadale and VJ King. I think that's fair.
Okay, so the problem is the basketball practice.
Yeah,
we need to be in there on a regular basis. Are we going to look crazy if we're scouting? You know how like we're going to be scouting these kids to see who works hardest.
Coach talked to us in Indianapolis, and he seen the look in our eyes the night before the game, and I think it nearly rivaled his. So I think he's okay with us being in there.
On a consistent basis.
Yeah, I think he's okay.
Yeah, right.
He knows the psychopath we are when it comes to studying
that. Am I
going to
turn into that guy that says, hey, man, I built this place?
No. No.
You're not going to participate with that conversation.
Absolutely not.
No, we are the voice of the Louisville Cardinals. If we can't get in, they got to close the doors, right?
That's right. I mean, if Marcus Maven, the man who dunked on Jamal McGlure, can't get in.
Nice. Now, let me ask you this.
Or Steve Rummage, the guy who walked on the football team.
Are you going to get dunked on in this All-Star game, Steve?
No.
So what if you do get dunked on? What's the penalty?
For one, I wouldn't get dunked on.
What's the penalty?
Jeez. I don't know, man. That's tough, man. So, see, now you got the Pops getting on him, man.
Tight. We're over here tight. We're over here running. Brian Hall, we got to get ready to reset this show. We got the guests coming up. You know what? I think we should just leave it as an open-ended.
I think I broke the chair.
Oh, no. The chair you stole?
Yeah, I need to apologize.
I'm really
there,
looking forward to this next hour.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
People, there is some passionate conversation coming up. We're going to have to reset the conversation with Coach Pitino because attached with Russ Smith's open letter, Luke Hancock's open microphone, and Coach Pitino, this is kind of in the conversation, I think.
No, I think so. I think it, with all of it, that's what I say. It's ironic that you're getting this week when you are on top of everything. This has been like an entire.
Stick around, people. Midday with Marcus Maven, 10 to 12 every day, which means we're just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
81.50.
It's going to be one of the best hours we've ever had.
Is the
up.
Number, which means we're just getting warmed up on 93.9. the Ville.